So do not let anyone make rules for you about eating and drinking, or about a religious feast, a new moon festival, or a Sabbath day.
In the past, these things were like a shadow of what was to come, but the new things that were coming are found in Christ.
Some enjoy acting as if they were humble and love to worship angels. They are always talking about the visions they have seen. Do not let them tell you that you are wrong. They are full of foolish pride because of their human way of thinking.
They do not keep themselves under the control of Christ, the head. The whole body depends on Christ. Because of him, all the parts of the body care for each other and help each other. This strengthens the body and holds it together. And so the body grows in the way God wants.
You died with Christ and were made free from the worthless rules of the world. So why do you act as if you still belong to this world? I mean, why do you follow rules like these?
Don't handle this. Don't taste that. Don't touch that thing.
These rules are talking about earthly things that are gone as soon as they are used. They are only human commands and teachings.
These rules seem to be wise, but they are only part of a human religion. They make people pretend not to be proud and make them punish their bodies, but they do not really control the evil desires of the sinful self.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, I wonder who's been watching any of the Olympics? We could just see. Anyone watched? Some people. Can anyone mime what they've been watching? And I'll see how good I am at guessing. Some kind of throw-in thing? Rugby. Oh, I haven't watched any rugby. Swimming? Dive in? Karen's diving, I think. Yeah. Anyone else want to? Running for Anne. Javelin for Martin? Okay. Anyone up there watched anything? No? No? Okay. You can't mime it. High jump? Fabulous. So I've watched a little bit. On iPlayer, you can kind of catch up on the highlights for the day. And I've watched a little bit. And there are a few things that I've noticed from the Olympics that I have seen. Three things kind of have stood out to me. The first is just the enormous pressure that the athletes are under. Even watching it, you can sometimes feel the pressure in the arena or the venue or wherever it is they are. And Debbie spoke about that in the video. They've trained really hard. They're representing their country. The Olympics only comes around once every 4 years. And it can feel to them like everything is on those next few minutes. Or if it's a race like the 100 meters, like the next 10 seconds. So that's the first thing I've noticed, the extreme pressure. The second thing I've noticed, I don't know if any of you that have watched it have noticed this as well, is the friendship amongst the athletes and how after people have, I was watching, Boulder and Lead, I think that's the right thing, yesterday, the day before. And after every person had had their turn, they went and hugged everyone else. And there was just this friendship amongst the athletes. And that really stood out to me, celebrating each other's successes. The kind of unity that comes from, yes, they're competing against each other, but actually they've all been through the same thing in terms of the training and the days of competing. And then the third thing that stood out to me, I don't know if anyone's picked up on this as you've been watching any Olympics, is that a number of athletes have been speaking about their Christian faith and how it helps them to deal with the extreme pressure they're under. They know that they're loved by God no matter how they do in the Olympics. And we've just heard Debbie Flood, a former Olympic rower, say that, speaking about how her relationship with Jesus is far more important than winning medals. And our theme this morning is thinking about freedom. And there's a freedom that comes from pressures and expectations when we know our identity is in Jesus. That's the kind of one thing we're going to really think about this morning. Now, we all face all sorts of expectations and pressures. I don't know if anyone wants to kind of share some. Okay, pressure to fit in. Does anyone ever feel that? Yeah? To be liked? Yeah? Anyone? Does anyone want to share anything? Pressure when... what do you feel pressure to... To deliver what we want to deliver in the right way. Yeah? Anyone else want to say any... Yeah, Ellie? Yeah, so worrying about getting it wrong. Yep. Anyone else? Yeah, Anne. To be a good parent, yeah. So we all have expectations and pressures that we feel. We want to belong. We want to have an identity as a good parent, as a good service leader, as a someone that brings lots of people to the Lord, whatever it might be. And ultimately, we all want to be free. And freedom, I just like to point this out, freedom is not the same as having lots of choice. I think in our world currently, we think that being free means having lots of choice. But if you've ever been down a supermarket aisle with about 20 different types of wholemeal bread, you'll know that lots of choice is not always freedom. And the amazing good news of the Christian faith is that Jesus offers us an identity where we're more loved than we could ever imagine and have a family to belong to. That's the family of the church. Not because of anything that we do, not because we're a good service leader or a good parent or have brought lots of people to the Lord or whatever it might be. The identity that we're offered in Jesus, being more loved than we could ever imagine, is one that we can't earn, that we don't need to figure out, that we don't deserve, that has nothing to do with our background or our achievements. We just need to accept it. Jesus' free gift of grace. However, that's a bit easier said than done, because the reality is the world's expectations and pressures, they can creep into the church too. And that's what happened in Colossae. And Alan and Ellie kindly read to us from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, to the Colossians. And the Christians there, they were getting caught up in following rules that they didn't need to follow, because salvation's a free gift of God's grace. Things like food restrictions and special ceremonies and rituals, they're not what make any of us Christian. These were things that God gave to people in the Old Testament to point them towards Jesus, and now Jesus has come. They're no longer necessary. Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. I sometimes hear people talking about Christianity's rules, about being a Christian, being about following rules, and actually I want to be free from following those rules. And actually what I want to say back to the people that say that to me, and sometimes I do, is that Christianity is all about freedom. There are so many ways, and I haven't got time to tell you them now, that being a Christian and living Jesus' way makes me more free than if I wasn't following Jesus. And that's back to that point I was making about we kind of think lots of choice is the way to have freedom. And actually freedom is to live following Jesus, who's the one person that absolutely has our best, who loves us and cares for us and has wants the best for us. So rules aren't necessarily bad. Often rules help us to have freedom, which is why we started with that road sign quiz. Actually, if we didn't have any road signs, it would be carnage on the roads. So roads help us to have rule signs. Rules on the road help us to have freedom. We wouldn't be able to enjoy the Olympics if there weren't any rules. Can you imagine people trying to run an 800-metre race with no rules, starting and stopping at different times? It just wouldn't work. So rules aren't bad. But in the church in Colossae, some teachers are adding rules that are extra requirements beyond following Jesus. And we need to watch out for these, for extra requirements beyond a relationship with Jesus. We need to watch out for them in our own lives and in our life as a church together. In our own lives, often people say to me that they're a bad Christian. And yet there's no such thing as a good or a bad Christian. You're either a Christian, you're either trying to follow Jesus, or you're not. There's no such thing as a good or a bad Christian. Christianity is all about being known and loved by God in spite of our sin and shortcomings. That's why we have the confession and the creed most Sundays, because we need to constantly be repenting and believing. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And yet, how often do we add extra pressures onto being a Christian? The whole kind of behind that phrase, oh, I'm a bad Christian, is because we think there are X, Y, and Z that you need to do in order to be a good Christian. You're either a Christian or you're not a Christian. So if you've ever said that, be free from that this morning. So in our own lives, we need to watch out for putting extra things on. I'll be good enough for God when. Actually, all you need to do is repent and believe, and then you can live in the fullness of all that God has for you. And then in our church life, it can be really easy in every single church for our ways of doing things to become add-ons to someone being a Christian. Well, actually, to be a Christian here, you have to know all the words to the hymn and the hymn numbers, and then you can be a Christian in our church. Actually, that's not true here at Elmden. But there'll be other things for us. There are churches where actually having the smoke machine and the flashy lights is part of how we do things here, and you have to embrace this way of doing Christianity to kind of fit in here. In God's kingdom, belonging in God's kingdom is simply repenting, believing, knowing that we're more loved than we could ever be when we're in relationship with Jesus. And so we need to watch out for adding extra things, extra rules onto how we do church and making them part of our faith, which is what was going on in the church of Colossae. And Paul said, be free from those extra rules. All you need is grace. So we need to hold tightly to Jesus and lightly to everything else. We need to watch out for those things that pretend to deliver. We'll grow as a church when we have, I don't know, a bubble machine. We've already got one of those. We need to watch out for those earthly things that pretend to deliver. Oh, if you adopt this strategy, oh, if you do this in your quiet time, then you'll feel closer to God. We need to get rid of all of that and keep the main thing, being in relationship with Jesus, the thing that's centre in our lives as individuals and as a church. Because that, as Debbie said, is the thing which lasts for eternity. Amen.